When Peter asks about the limits of forgiveness, Jesus responds with a parable that suggests human forgiveness should mirror the unlimited mercy of God. Our gospel reading this morning comes from the 18th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, beginning with the 21st verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wishes to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all of his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord of the slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. This is the word of the Lord. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. This week, Pastor Martha and I took off for the annual Rostered Leaders Gathering, which is held every year in Medora, a gathering of pastors and deacons from across western North Dakota. We get together for worship, we get together for Bible study, we get together to talk about the things that are happening in the church in this part of God's world. We start with worship, late Sunday afternoon, and there really is no better place to worship than Badlands Bible Camp, where at the back side of their retreat center, it's got this huge overhang that 100 people or more can sit under. And the backdrop for worship is just this beautiful Badlands Butte. So to sit there and sing and pray and contemplate the gospel is just an incredible gift. Monday morning, I went to breakfast and I was sitting with other rostered leaders and someone raised the question, so what are the texts for Sunday? Someone else said, well, it's the texts on forgiveness. Do we forgive seven times or Jesus' call to forgive 77? Someone else at the table quipped, oh, forgiveness. What more can be said about that? And I thought to myself, well, I think quite a bit, at least for me, because forgiveness is really, really hard to live into. Easy to read about. Not so easy to live into. Now, maybe you're different. Maybe you can announce to someone else that their sin against you is forgiven and you can just wash your hands of it and move right on. Relationship restored, everything's back to normal. And sometimes I can do that. But sometimes if I'm honest, forgiveness is just not that easy. I will all of the sudden find myself feeling the hurt, the shame, the impact of the trespass against me, and all of the sudden I am rubbed raw again. If the honesty of your pastor troubles you, I'm sorry. I just want to be honest. Offering and living into an attitude of forgiveness can be really, really difficult. The Bible is really clear. The standards of this text are just black and white and clear. You might not quite understand it because I don't know about you. I don't walk around with talents in my billfold, nor do I have any denarii on me. But here's the vision. The vision is that the first slave is forgiven 10,000 talents. So imagine before us a whole pile of money. The amount of money that probably none of us in our entire lifetimes could earn. It is such a huge amount, it would be overwhelming. Have mercy on me, the slave cries out. Have patience with me. And the master wipes the debt clear. On the other hand is the second slave. He owes 100 denarii. A denarii is about a day's worth of pay. So in comparison to this huge pile of money over here, we've got maybe 3 months' worth of pay over here. Just a little tiny bit. And the slave cries out with the exact same words, "Have patience with me and I'll pay you." And this one who has just been forgiven this so much says, "No way. Off to jail with you until you pay the entire debt." Do you see the incredible disparity between how much was forgiven and how incredibly selfish the one who was forgiven so much was? I want to take a really quick aside here, though, because I need to name something to you. Texts like this sometimes have been used in modern times to keep people in abusive situations. They have been used to force often women to stay in physically, sexually, or emotionally abusive relationships. The Bible has been used to keep them in your place. Well, you just got to forgive. You just got to forgive. That's not what this text is talking about. No one, none of God's children are expected to put up with physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. Jump back into the story with me. As I think about the disparity in forgiveness and lack of forgiveness, all of a sudden I see myself. And it's over here on this side. In this story, too often I'm the miserly one, unwilling or unable, even as hard as I try, to be as generous and as lavish as God is. The truth is, I fall short. So believe me, I want forgiveness. I want forgiveness from God. I pray for it again and again and again. Remember Luther? Martin Luther invited us every morning when we get up to splash, as we splash our faces in water, or in modern times, as we step into the shower, to be reminded of our baptisms. That water that is coming down, washing away the dirt of the day, might remind us of our baptisms, washing our sin away. I love the vision, and I love the promise of freedom that is there in the midst of that. Getting wet and being in full knowledge of God's love and gracious actions. But here's what I notice in part in my life. I can forgive. I'm able to have the hard conversation, to speak words of reconciliation, but then all of a sudden, the hurt comes back. Like a bruise which appears a day or two after getting hit. The hurt comes back, and in my mind and in my being, I begin to grumble. Now, not always. Depends on the offense. It depends on the situation. But the truth is, sometimes it's harder to forgive than others. Sometimes it's harder to forgive when the offense is against someone that I care about a lot, like a staff member or a family member. Sometimes that type of offense leaves a deeper bruise than if I'd taken the verbal blow myself, and so it's carried. I'll also admit that sometimes a significant amount of time later, a month, a few months, a few years, all of the sudden that pain comes back. The hurt and the harsh feelings. And I'll say to myself, wow, where did that come from? And then I've got to go back to work trying to work out this whole forgiveness stuff. And here is in part what I have learned to do. When I notice my own inability to forgive, I turn toward prayer. Prayer for the individual that I had the difficult encounter with. I lift to God the relationship, the situation, and I ask for the ability to forgive. I pray that God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, would be at work in me and in the midst of the situation. And I pray for that other one, for whatever is going on in their lives, that God would be the one who would be caring for them, that God would be at work for them. And I continue to pray again and again and again. The truth is, forgiveness is hard work. And in the midst of it, we are driven to the foot of the cross, remembering always that we've been forgiven. We come to the cross with our wounds and our woundedness, seeking the ability to mimic Jesus' grace. And then when we fail, because we will, we cry out again, "Be patient with me, Lord. Be patient with me." Amen.